The Obama administration has been criticized for raising deportation rates. Immigration activists want that to change. As Alexis Mason reports, they held a rally today to keep up the pressure on the White House.
These working people, they represent millions of people who work hard every single day. We are not criminals. Stop the deportations. Give us legalization. Give us a path to citizenship. We are not going to back off. We are going to keep on fighting. ¿Se puede?
Sí, se puede.
¿Se puede?
Sí, se puede.
Sí, se puede. Sí, se puede. Sí, se puede.
Maria Elena Durazo from the Los Angeles Federation of Labor led the dozens of immigrants that gathered in downtown Los Angeles this morning. Kim Evans of the United Long-Term Care Workers Union says the message of this day is dignity.
I don't find dignity in people who go to work every day, who strive to bring their best and contribute to society, and have to face exploitation and derision. That is not a life of dignity, and that is not the promise that we believe in that America provides for each and every one of us.
Evans and other protesters urged Obama and Congress to lower deportation rates, which have reached an all-time high. Under the Obama administration, 1.6 million immigrants were deported between 2009 and 2012. By contrast, in 8 years of the Bush administration, a total of 2 million people were deported.
We are saying to Congress, we want a permanent solution, but we are saying to President Obama, give us temporary relief from all of these deportations.
Immigrants at the rally shared their stories of cruel working environments and their fears of deportation.
Good morning. Mi nombre es Silvia Ocampo. Trabajo en el Hotel Hilton Mission Bay en San Diego por 11 años.
This mother of three says she is scheduled to be deported in August. Her four-year-old daughter Kayla is receiving speech therapy assistance in school. Ocampos fears what will happen if her children stay in the United States and go into foster care. But she also fears taking them to Mexico and depriving them of the education they need. Protesters are encouraging people to join them on May 1st for International Workers' Day. They will march in downtown for immigration and deportation reform. Alexis Mason, Annenberg Radio News.